Hi, welcome to Sunday with Sammy. I am Samantha. Hillsong Kids have a great song. Actually, they've got many, and they're all very catchy. One in particular tells us, "The greatest treasure, the word God's people wrote, it's in the Bible, where Noah built a boat, and it rained and rained." Then the chorus. "The rainbows in the sky to show God's promises are true. The rainbows in the sky to show the world he's the only way for your everyday." It's a simple ditty, and if you search for Hillsong Kids and the Rainbow Song, you'll hear what I mean. And if you have access to the Facebook pages, then I've put a little link up from YouTube, so you can have it going around your head as well. Well, it certainly has been raining a lot. Even the most hardened European cannot help but to comment on it. And Europeans think it's a very strange British trait to always be discussing the weather. The rainbow is in the sky to show God's promises are true. Now, I know for some this is a small comfort when all they can see for miles and miles is water. Way back in Genesis 9:11, God says, "I establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the waters of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth." And in verse 13, he continues, "I set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth." His bow, the rainbow. There is a lot of anger over the recent flooding, understandably from people affected, but also from people who are fairly unaffected by rising water levels and waves breaking over sea defences. There is blame being bandied around. Who could be to blame? The government for not doing more to strengthen sea defences? Well, we all read about King Canute, yes? Which incidentally happened in the seaside village of Bosham, which is not far from where I live now. But how about the local authorities for allowing houses and dwellings to be built and sited on at-risk areas? I'm pretty sure they're called floodplains for a reason. How about the building companies? Or the solicitors, or the estate agents, or the people themselves even, for buying properties in such areas. And of course, God is being blamed. Or more so, I've heard that he's punishing Britain for allowing same-sex marriages to take place. There's a whole nother sermon in there somewhere. So what do we do now? We could pick one, appoint the blame where we feel it's most relevant, and then just get on with our own lives. We could sell everything we have to financially support people who are in dire straits. Well, neither of those are very sensible or Christian. Yes, we are to give our talents to God, but we still need to pay our own bills. Talents, our gifts, physical and tangible. These people don't need sympathy, they need empathy, and they need your prayers. Of course, if you're in a position to help financially and that's what you wish to do, then don't let me stop you. But first, ask God, what is it he wants you to do? Just throwing money at a situation and then burying your head in the sand can sometimes be worse than accepting there's actually nothing you can do, and just praying that God sends the right people to do what is needed. Prayer is such a wonderfully powerful tool that we all possess. And no one thinks they pray well. No one ever says, "Oh yes, I'm a brilliant prayer. It just rolls off my tongue. I have the right words for any situation at hand." Never. But God does hear you when you speak to him. Sometimes a prayer is answered straight away with a resounding yes. Sometimes it's a straight, hard no. And sometimes it's a maybe. And these are the hardest to hear. And these are the times when you have to really knuckle down and put your trust in God more. I pray that when water levels start to subside and people can return to their homes, that they can still rely on others to lend a hand, give a hug, or a loaf of bread, and that the community spirit that we seem so easily to lose sight of when the media tells us it's okay to, will still warm their hearts and those from whom they are receiving their gifts, their talents. And all that they and we and all may continue to love our neighbour as Jesus asks us to do. Heavenly Father, send comfort to those who are sad and lonely this day, to those who feel there is no end to the misery they are encountering. Send your holy angels to dwell with them, to drive away all negative thoughts that the enemy fills their heads and hearts with. Send people to them who can really make a difference and help them in the ways they need. Protect them and bless them and all those who care for them. In Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Thanks for listening, and thank you for visiting Partakers. Come and visit www.partakers.co.uk, where every day something new is added for your discipleship. God bless.